Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night in the final minute, Draymond tore up the court.
Schroeder still dribbling, backs up to the Hawks bench, crossover left hand, goes hard, goes over Draymond, block, it's out of bounds, it's off Schroeder, Draymond Green with the stop.
I mean, a clinic punctuated with those two blocks in the final 40-plus seconds of the game. Draymond Green here on 95.7 The Game. Good to have you back on, man. Congratulations on the win last night. It was great to see you back out on the court, and God, those two blocks were just awesome at the end of the game.
Oh, man, appreciate you. Like I said before, it's always great to come on. And man, there were definitely a couple good plays. Definitely excited to be back out there on the floor. Only missed one game, but it's boring sitting in the back.
The ankle scare that you had, it scared, I think, everyone, because they went to commercial break before you bounced up off the court right there. And we were obviously very concerned about Ian Clark as well. What a freak just sequence of events that was, Draymond. You looked like you were doing some serious personal inventory. You looked a little worried. We were all worried with you. When did you start realizing that, okay, this isn't that bad after all?
It was just really throbbing at first. You know, I didn't think like, oh man, like it was that bad or like something was broken or anything like that. But, you know, just the way I rolled it, you know, it's like a really throbbing pain to start off. And then it starts to, you know, subside a little bit and, you know, the pain lessens and lessens. But just initially, it's throbbing pretty good.
And, you know, obviously you're concerned for your teammate there. You came down on Clark's throat. All of us at home thought there must be a, you know, a contusion here. A possible concussion protocol is something that he's going to be under. That was just a crazy, crazy sequence of events. How's he doing? Obviously, it was great to see him back in the mix, too.
He's doing really well. He has, like, a Nike print on his neck. But other than that, he's doing pretty well. I didn't even know I landed on his throat, though. I thought I stepped on his head. So I kept telling him, like, I stepped on his head. And then I realized that I was on his neck. But that was definitely a freak accident for sure. I didn't even see him. Like, I was just blocking the shot. So I didn't. Number one, I still don't know how he ended up on the floor. And number two, I obviously didn't see him down there because I was looking, like, high trying to block the shot.
Let's talk a little bit about these blocks that you had last night. Four in the game, but the two at the end. First of all, you got Schroeder. You blocked him with your forearm, and it looked like he then gathered the shot a little bit, tried to shoot it again. You blocked that with your hand. Both were all ball. How do you time these? Is it all natural rhythm, or are you timing guys' jumps in video sessions? Explain to me how you're always in the right place.
I mean, a lot of it is, you know, just basketball instinct, you know, really just trusting my IQ, trying to beat guys to spots, knowing angles and all those things, trying to be a step ahead on the play, knowing what another team wants to do. You know, so I think that's important, you know, of knowing, you know, just knowing all those things, like what guys like to do and all of that. And one thing I know about Schroeder is he always wants to get back this right hand no matter what. So I knew the angle I took, I just tried to meet him at the rim because I knew he wanted to reverse, like because he always wants to get back to the right. But once I cut the reverse off, he had no other choice but to go up. So that's how I was able to time that one up. And he's much smarter than me, so I really just went vertical and like jumped and waited on him to release the ball. And once he released it, he kind of put the ball right in my face. And once he released it, you know, it was good.
Can we talk about Schroeder's hair here? I mean, there's just an awful lot going on there. He's got the patch in the front. He's got the Brian Bosworth lines in the side. And then he's got like stripper belly stars in the back of his hair. There's a lot going on there. You're a critique of good and bad hair across the world of basketball. What do you give on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your hair's incredible, 1 being Dennis Schroeder? What do you give him? 1 out of 10 on that hair.
It was pretty bad. I mean, he got a lot going on. I think he's a different dude, so it's, you know, it's not much of a surprise that, you know, he got all that stuff going on. It's definitely a bit weird, but yeah, I definitely give him a 1.
It's less is more. And he's just got way too much going on in there. We got Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors. Hey, I know you talked about avoiding it, but I can't help but notice you guys are on pace for 72 wins. How about that?
Nah, we're not talking about that at all.
Nothing? No, I can't even fish in that pond?
We're going to try to win as many games as we can. Obviously, every time you step on the floor, you want to win. With that being said, there's no particular goal in mind. There's no particular number. The only number we have in mind is to try to get the number one seed and get home court advantage. If that's 62 wins, that's 62. If it's 68, that's 60. Whatever that number is, that's what we want to get. Other than that, who cares?
I love that attitude. I really do. You know, the commercial that you did for Foot Locker was great a couple years. It was, 2 years ago. That was really, really funny. James Harden's new commercial for Adidas, he actually brags about not playing defense and you don't want me to change my game. I'm guessing your commercial would be much different than that. I've never seen a guy, and Steve Kerr was talking about this, and Steve Kerr played with Pippen. He played with Jordan. He played with Horace Grant and Dennis Rodman. He talked about how he'd never seen a defender quite like you.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an honor, you know, just to be mentioned in that light. You know, he's played with some of the greatest. Let's not forget Timmy Duncan, who was a great rim protector, who was one of the smartest players, you know, to play this game. Admiral, all those guys who he's played against and been around, you know, and for him to say that about me, I think, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I just want to continue to get better, though.
Here is exactly what he said.
Just an incredible defensive sequence. Draymond's amazing. I mean, he just he literally can guard anybody in the league, from Dwight Howard to Schroeder to, you know, everybody else in between.
I don't want you to give away any trade secrets. Is there one guy who gives you more of a handful than anyone else? Is it obviously LeBron James, if that's the answer? But is there one guy that you're like, man, this isn't even a longer night than usual for me?
I mean, I think everybody has that guy where it's just like, man, this guy really gives me a tough time. However, I'd never say who that is. I would never give them the satisfaction of knowing they give me a hard time. Although it's not, I mean, no shade or anything like that. It's not LeBron. Like,
okay.
Obviously LeBron's tough to guard. Like, I think that's for everybody because he does so many things. But he's not the guy that I'm like, oh, man, like, I got to face him. I mean, if you can't get up to face LeBron James, who can you get up to face?
Do you feel a different energy in your opponent now that Durant is on the team, even after the title, even after the 73? Do you feel that you're getting a better effort from your opponent in this season than any other season that you've played?
Definitely. I mean, definitely getting everybody's best shot. You know, everybody want to beat us, and, you know, everybody want to try to rough us up and be more physical than normal. So you're definitely, you know, seeing a lot of that, but that was to be expected, and it's no big deal. Like, it is what it is.
Andre Iguodala is really clicking lately. He's been playing fantastic basketball. He led the team in plus-minus last night. What's the best part about being his teammate? Because he leads from the front. He leads from behind. He leads by example. He leads with actual action. Like, I love the guy.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, Dre's just Dre. You know, he just kind of goes about everything that he does in his own certain way. And, you know, he's, Like, he's just Dre. I think he's a much better player and much better for us when he's aggressive as opposed to being timid, which, you know, at times he can get a bit gun-shy. But when he's just out there playing, you know, he gets it done.
Who gets more dirty looks when he shoots an uncalled-for three? You or Andre?
Probably me.
I don't think you've taken too many dirty looks, though, man. You got a lot of good looks. I know you went only 2 for 9 last night, but let me tell you, with the spacing that you guys put out on the floor, like, you're making the bounce pass cool again, man. You throw some gorgeous, gorgeous bounce passes. Is that something that you've just been, like, you tried to do it more, or there's more opportunity because the court is, like, the Warriors have on-court spacing like no team I've ever seen in basketball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as my, I definitely been getting some great looks, and I haven't quite found my shot yet this year, but when I do, oh, man, it'll be a lot of trouble for a lot of people. But that'll come. I really don't worry about that at all. But as far as the bounce pass, I mean, I think they're just open because when you think about the game, like, everybody teach on defense high hands, like, have your hands high. So to try to throw the ball high, you're just throwing it to where the defense at, where opposed if you're throwing a bounce pass, nobody's running, you know, playing the game with their hands low. You know, so as you said, the pass that's open, that's going to get through the gap because, like I said, everybody, including us, you teach high hands.
How's your ankle feeling after the game? You good to go?
Yeah, I'm good. It was a bit sore last night, but obviously that was to be expected after being 2 days removed from an ankle sprain and, you know, going out and playing 39 minutes. It was definitely a bit sore last night, but it feels good. And, you know, just trying to – couldn't really jump last night off of it. That's why a lot of my layups, I just tried to flip them up. The one fast break, I tried to jump, and my body – went out instead of up, so that was a bit brutal. But, you know, just really trying to build a strength back up in it now.
I tell you, that little drop pass that you had to Livingston early in the game, it was like somewhere in the second quarter. It just put him in the perfect place to score, and it seems like that's something that the Warriors are doing better, not just you, but your teammates. I mean, the assists are true assists. You're literally putting the guy – just driving them, passing them right into their shot. Is that something that is even going to get better as the year goes along? Because it looks pretty good right now.
I think it will continue to get better. You know, as we know, get to know each other more and more. You know, you get more familiar with each other, playing with each other, and knowing where everybody's spots are on the floor and where they're going to be. I think it'll continue to get better and better.
Your fans on the text line who are listening to you right now, Draymond, and follow you on social media as well, would like to know who O Diddy is.
O Diddy? So O Diddy is one of Andre's homeboy. He's from Illinois. Really close with Andre, really good friend. And, you know, I've actually gotten close with, you know, a few of Andre's guys. Tom Tulav, the O Diddy is parents, just really good guys, man. Good guys to be around, funny guys. So O Diddy has his ongoing jokes about me on his Snapchat. So I go at him a little bit on mine.
Good. No, I like it. That's what a Defensive Player of the Year candidate should do. You don't take anything easily. Here's how we're going to wrap up today. We came up with a little game for you, and the only thing you got to do to play the game is give us your answer to each of these topics as give me some or no thank you. So you either want it. Give me some or no thank you. Are you ready?
I got you.
The Price is Right.
Give me some.
McNuggets.
No thank you. That hurts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good, though. That's good. We probably should keep you off the McNugget train. The rap group Crisscross.
Give me some.
Mayonnaise.
Give me some.
Saturday Night Live.
With Dave Chappelle, give me some for sure.
He was great. What a great opening monologue.
Incredible.
That's the first time I've heard Saturday Night Live drop like 25 N-words in one episode. I don't think NBC's ever done that before.
Definitely not, but I'm sure they got great ratings because Dave Chappelle is the best, man. He the GOAT.
the mannequin challenge?
No, thank you. Too many people did it. It's played out. It got played out quick, so I never even did one.
HBO's new series, Westworld.
I haven't checked it out yet, so I'm going to have to say no, thank you, although all my teammates keep telling me I got to watch. So until I watch it, I can't really give you to give me some. I'll just say no, thank you until further notice.
Nature shows.
Only the show with Marshawn on there. Give me some of that one. I forgot what it was. Bears and Grills or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's like... Learning how to rappel down cliffs and stuff.
Yeah, he was hilarious on that show. Other than that, no, thank you.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No, thank you.
Weird German haircuts.
Absolutely not. No, thank you.
The 2016-17 Defensive Player of the Year Award.
Give me some.
Draymond, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Great stuff from Draymond. Great stuff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.